Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Privacy Settings, the show where I go through your favourite people's phones to expose their grubby little secrets. Also, whilst you're here, if you could give the podcast 5 stars and subscribe and rate it and write a review about it, that would be really nice. I know that's annoying to ask, but like it really genuinely helps and it would make me happy in my heart and my butt. Joining me now is comedian, baritone singer, and the woman who insisted to my producer that she is not a nonce. It's Cecily Hitchcock.
Hello.
Did you have nice texts with my producer?
Yeah, I'm not a nonce, actually. Just to be absolutely, seriously clear, I have not and never would be a nonce.
You said be twice there.
Well, you seem like you're paying very good attention to how much I'm not a nonce, so that's good.
That is good. Really Why did good. You feel like that was important to say to the producer in your first chat?
Because I had brought to light that I think that what would be, if you had a comedian or someone that didn't want their phone looking through, I'd think, why?
Yeah.
Why don't you want me to look through your phone? And then I thought, there's probably, being a comedian is sort of like if when I think about a comedian from like the Victorian era that's a man, like they're usually like a, in my head, they're like a clown or a jester type. They would probably be like they'll be like paedophile adjacent.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that male comedians have still got the capacity to be paedophile adjacent. And they do actually act paedophile adjacent, as we've seen. So I was just trying to say, wow, there could be some variety of childlike or paedophilic material that could be on there. And then I just wanted to make it absolutely clear, as I didn't know who I was talking to, that I am actually not a paedophile.
I think you've done really well. I don't think anyone's going to come away from this thinking that you are now.
I fooled them.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Yeah, because you said to my producer, amazing, okay, just have no idea what may or may not be on my phone. Lol, with about 8 O's. I was going to say 0, but they are O's, aren't they? Wait, imagine if you caught a pedo this way. I'm not a pedo.
Where there's one pedophile. Oh my God, that's so genius. There should be a TV joke. Okay, so there's 12 normal people. Not that pedophiles aren't normal. They're a person as well. I know it's a condition, but like, you know. So there's 12 normal people and there's one pedophile. But do they get touched on the shoulder by Claudia Winkleman to make them pedophile? Or are they just born a pedophile? How does it come about to be a pedophile?
It's a good question about this show that you've just made up and you're asking me how it works. I don't think Claudia Winkleman decides who's a pedophile.
But imagine if she did.
Imagine if she's...
Wait, can you imagine if... Oh my God, wait. Can you imagine 'kay. A court case where... they don't know who the paedophile, like there's been a paedophile case.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we don't know what the score is. And then Claudia Winkleman comes in and she's like, jury, you've been terrible finding out who this is. Everybody knows that Will Sebag Montefiore is in fact paedophile. You have failed. And it's called The Paedophile.
The pedos are playing a blinder, faithful.
But would you call people who aren't pedophiles faithfuls? Wouldn't we call them... What's the opposite of a pedophile? Wait, what is the opposite?
Cecily Hitchcock. A non-pedophile.
Okay, a non-pedophile.
I think there's got to be a better one than that.
It hasn't got the same ring to it.
No. Drop it in the comments, I guess.
Put it in the comments. Yep. What would be the opposite of a paedophile? And I'm really sorry to bring in the show like that. Who knows what will be said at the end of the day if we're starting out like this.
Yeah.
But just so that all of you know, I am not a paedophile.
Same here. Could I please have your phone, Cecily?
Whatever, yeah. Oh my God.
You just absolutely hit the hell out of this.
Bonk.
We've got a case with a... A circle and a line below it.
Yes. So basically, I am actually someone who's new to having a phone case.
Okay.
I don't like to have a phone case. I like to be one of those mad bitches that like lives freely.
Mm.
And like, I love the feeling of not having a phone case.
Just had a little check of your smart device there.
And my smart device.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my Apple Watch.
What's happening on your Apple
Watch? It's new. I've started going to the gym. It's new. It says, nothing's happening, but my girlfriend did just text me saying, let's graze. And that is in relation to some cows that we saw that are in London. I wanted to be one.
Yeah? And now your partner's suggesting you graze.
She says, let's graze, girl.
Let's graze, girl.
No, not with you. So.
No, I was just repeating it. I wasn't asking.
I think he said gaze as well. I think he said gaze.
I don't know. We'll have to roll back the tape. tapes?
Tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the.
We record this.
Seabag Montefiore tapes.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah. What a name, by the way. Can we quickly say, Will's going to go through my phone, and we haven't got all day, for it is nearly 6 o'clock, and I've got to pick up some jelly molds from round the corner at 6:30. That's right, I'm the kind of person that just picks up jelly molds. Anyway, but I...
So many questions. Never before, I had so many questions that I'll never get to ask.
But I wanted to do this podcast because I thought that Will's father was Simon Seabag Montefiore, who wrote one of my favourite books called The Red Tsar.
And... He's not. But he did write that book. Walking out would be great for a clip. Making sure she looks amazing as she walks out. That's it. So, first walkout. It's happened
there. I was joking.
Oh. Why have you done that? That was a real unzip of...
I thought I had a short cleavagey top on, but I didn't. Ruined it. Anyway, so he's not Simon's son.
No.
But you're related in some form.
In some distant way, never met him. I think we were friends on Facebook back in the day.
That is crazy, though, for a name like Seabag Montefiore to be distant relatives.
There's massive families.
There's loads of Seabag Montefiores.
Yeah, don't say Seabag so upset.
Sorry, but Seabag sounds like a slur, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I think it's more like Sabag.
Oh, Sabag.
Yeah, Seabag Montefiore.
Is it Italian?
Si.
Where?
Certo.
Where?
Italy.
Where
just
Italy?
Told you. You'll never believe this.
Why?
From a village called Montefiore.
That is crazy.
But we don't actually know where. There's like four or five villages called Montefiore.
What, have you got some sort of Italian nobility in you?
Not right now.
Anyway, go through my phone.
Okay, here we go. I just threw the guest's phone. That's the first time I've done that.
Okay, so by the way, the phone case, back to the phone case. And the phone case is because I saw someone with that phone case. And I said, where did you get your phone case from? And they said... Amazon, and I went, ooh, don't like to use Amazon, is what I tell people.
Straight on there, Prime.
Oh, yeah. So I just bought it because if you could actually look at the back of the phone, it's starting to crumble.
Yeah, there's big old cracks in there.
So I bought it while it started crumbling because I refused to buy a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that's my phone.
How much was the case?
Between £7 to £15.
Okay.
Maybe 11.
Yeah, that, I mean, you covered that in the first thing, to be honest. The picture in the background is sort of a guy in an army costume doing some fun teeth.
That's my grandfather.
Yeah?
He died. I did try and change my background to a picture of a horrible jelly, which I'm going to make later with my jelly molds.
Why are you going to make horrible jellies? Where did you buy the jelly molds? Did you do that on your phone?
Okay, so the first question was why am I going to make horrible jellies? I love the look of horrible jellies. You know those horrible vintage jellies?
Yeah.
Love those jellies. They're my favourite jellies in the world. I grew up like looking at pictures of old cooking books. They're like my favourite things in the world. And I just think they're horrible and also beautiful. And I'm getting ready for my Edinburgh Fringe debut. And I'm going to make some to put in my poster.
Yeah, your DMs to me said, oh my God, Will, is your dad Simon? No. What? He's a distant cousin I've never met. Surely, but I am related to him. I've read all his books. Now I'm let down. Can you set us up? Will he leave his family for me? Maybe it'll make you two closer.
Well, maybe it would.
And then you said to me, when shall I come in and roly-poly with you?
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
Do you know what's really amazing about that is that I've never done a roly-poly.
Well, you did follow up with that. Was a joke. I can't do a roly-poly kiss.
It's actually really sad because I've tried so many times to do a roly-poly. Mm. It's like part of my, like, if you ask any of my friends, they'll say that, like, one of my, like, the saddest things in my life is that I've never done a roly-poly. Like, it saddens me.
Wow. I mean, they are actually quite hard to do.
It's like a childlike, like, I have an almost, like, made-up memory of me as a child, like, seeing all the other children roly-poly off together, and, like, I couldn't. Do you know what's stopping me, Will?
What?
Fear.
Is it?
I get afraid. I get to the top of the head. The thought, the fear of pushing my shoulders and body over my head, it shakes me to my core.
Wow.
I can't do it. I've tried on a bed.
You tried on a bed
I've tried it on a bed. I can't do it on a bed. I'm so scared. So I don't know why I said that. I think maybe I was trying to impress you.
It worked. I think my response is pretty good. Teddy bear rolls, question mark.
Yeah, and then exactly my response is fair enough because I just feel like they're pathetic. Also, the stance of a person in a teddy bear roll is revolting.
It's very manspready, isn't it?
It's manspread. It's full hole. basically. Mm. And all rolls are down because you're bent forward. I mean, it's foul.
Yeah, I call them teddy bear holes.
Teddy bear holes. Mm. Yeah, they're just your teddy bear that you cut holes in.
Yeah, but when you go back to back and you do it, and you then what happens is you sort of tessellate and you go hole to hole at one point with the other person.
Oh my God, wait, that's really sexy. Mm. Wait, can we write that down as a sex position?
Can we write that down?
And the teddy bear rolls, it's only for bears.
It's only for bears. There you go.
There you go.
Could do some teddy otter rolls if you wanted
to. Teddy otter rolls.
Yeah. Okay, so is this home screen, is this curated or is it just...
No. Honestly, I can't look at my home screen. So I actually just bought that thing called Brick. I'm addicted to my phone.
Jesus Christ.
Do you have Brick?
If we're not fucking sponsored by Brick by the end of this...
Has everyone bought Brick?
Yeah, everybody's got it and they all come on here and they tell me about it and it's completely antithetical to the point of the show.
You need to email them.
Oh, as if we haven't emailed them. Oh, what do you think your home screen says about you?
I don't like what it says about me. You just have to look at my home screen to know that it's like bad and chaotic. Yep. I am not bad, but I think I am quite a chaotic person. Yep. Trying not to be such a chaotic person.
220 missed calls. Or notifications from your phone.
Those probably are missed calls, 220 missed calls. And I've got, I don't even want to know how many emails, unread emails I've got.
You've got 215 voicemails, mate.
Well,
824 notifications on your entertainment apps. That's all YouTube.
Is it?
Are you subscribed to stuff on YouTube?
So basically, I have a YouTube channel where like I've had to like upload videos for like stand-up clips. But yeah. I don't really use it, but I would love to know what my... I think you probably are allowed to see what my search history is. Although I hope none of it's bad. I hope none of it's like... Wait, I think I need to clear some of my Google search history.
Melania trailer.
Oh yeah, I watched the Melania trailer.
Any use?
It was quite inspiring, to be honest with you. I hope that I, as a Slavic woman, will also marry a world dictator one day.
That'd be nice.
It would be quite nice.
Nice for your girlfriend. Honk shoe me, me, me.
So the other day, I played that.
Sorry, is that because the producer just mimed going to sleep? Is that?
Yeah, it's
me, 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 me.
I played that. Sometimes I play that out loud in bed to annoy my girlfriend.
Do you?
Yeah, she loves it.
Honk shoe me, me, me.
You can go on it.
I've never heard it.
That's a hit in our house.
You've got all your notifications, say the full notification on the home screen.
Does no one else do that?
No, everyone hides them. So I, you know, someone like me can't just look through and be like, Flora Gill just posted a note saying if I had to describe mankind in one story, it would be this one.
Who the fuck is Flora Gill?
That looks like it's like a Pinterest or something. It's that app there.
Oh, that's Substack.
Substack. There you go.
I need to start writing a Substack.
Are you on a Substack or are you more Domstack?
I'm a Switchstack.
Hey, you've got a message from Tom Nestor. He was on the show.
What did he say?
He said, I think it could work.
Oh, I'll tell you what that's about.
Please do.
Our relationship, we're thinking it could work. No, he does these bits where he has like a... He puts the thing as a phone, right?
You all right, mate? Yeah. All right, mate?
I love him. He's so funny.
He's a very funny boy.
And I said to him that I want him to do a collaboration with me where I'm the phone. but I'm inanimate. I'm like...
Yeah, yeah.
And he's talking, is like a normal thing, but I'm the phone.
Incredible.
And he said, I think that could work. So that's good. We're in.
We're in. You got a missed call from Christian Landlord.
Oh my God, wait, when was that?
Monday at 5:32.
Oh, everything's fine. Oh my God. Christian's my landlord.
Oh, it's not like, you don't have like a Muslim landlord and a Hindu landlord?
No. That'd be great. Yeah. No, my landlord's really nice. I really like him, which is insane to like a landlord.
You've got booking at a restaurant, Town of Ramsgate.
Oh yeah, that's my local.
Is it in Ramsgate?
No, I live in Wapping. Where do you live?
Oh. How the fuck do you know that, Hugh? Great pub.
Such a good pub, isn't it?
You know Wapping? When you get to the over... You don't know it. No point.
When you get to the overground.
When you get to the overground, the platform is too short.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're arriving in Wapping. The platform's too short. That always makes me laugh. It's not Wapping, is it?
Oh, I see, because it's not
quite small.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
We love to say you've made a great big whopping pie every time we go to the Town of Ramsgate and get pie. Pie and pint night every Wednesday at the Town of Ramsgate. Hugh's been.
I haven't. I am a bit of a pie-dophile.
Are you a pie-dophile? What's your favorite kind of pie?
Broccoli and Stilton. How do you feel
about
that?
That's insane. In a pie?
I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, fair enough.
What's yours?
My favorite pie.
Yeah.
My favorite pie will shock you. Then we'll cut to a break.
Incredible.
My favorite pie is a bird's eye chicken pie.
Okay, wait. I'll do a little take for the camera.
Which is insane, right?
I can't fucking believe this. That'd be good. A chicken bird's eye pie.
Because it's nostalgic to me. I like the fake chicken pieces in it. Mm. And if not that one, I like to have a real chicken pie. Chicken pies, you idiot.
Is that from a thing, or have you just said that?
It's from Chicken Run.
Oh, of course. I don't want to be a pie. I don't like gravy.
I once went on a date with a boy who looked like the farmer from Chicken Run. He really fancied himself. And he was such a knob on the date. I wasn't going to tell him. And then at the end of the day, I went, do you know, you really look like the farmer from Chicken Run. And he went, oh. And I thought,
oh, those chickens are up to summit.
Those chickens are up to summit. And he did. He does it like that. Mm.
Still together?
No.
Valentine's Day is almost here, Cecily.
What's that? Is it a notification saying that?
Yeah, from your Cupid concierge.
My what? Show me.
It's from your Cupid concierge. Like the bottom three there.
What the fucking dickens is that?
Oh.
What app is this? This is the thing, is I just download apps, Eventbrite. I download apps and then I never delete them. So like, for example, if you look at my phone, like, look at this. This is crazy.
How many walls, how many screens is that?
As in like how many slides?
Yeah, how many slides of the screen?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six slides.
What's the app that you least recognize on there?
This one that says DuckDuckGo. No idea what that is. Another one that I don't recognize.
You don't know what DuckDuckGo is?
What is DuckDuckGo?
DuckDuckGo is a browser that doesn't like track you and stuff.
Oh my God, yeah, no, I downloaded it the other day. I need to use it. What other ones do I not recognize? I've got one here that says Betty and Jones. Betty and Jones, shout out Betty and Jones. They do Queer Comedy Club. All sorts of bollocks on here. It's all a mess. I need to sort it out. But when my brick arrives, I'm going to change as a person.
Oh my God, it's going to be so good.
He's so different.
Right. Cecily, thanks for establishing that you're not a nonce. It's time to go to an ad break, but when we come back, I'll be searching your phone for PDF files. Don't go anywhere.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio with me, Will Seabag Montefiore. You know that annoying guy with a portable speaker listening to stuff out loud? It's this show that he's listening to. Oh, what a guy. Cecily, what do you think is the worst thing for someone to play out loud in a park on a speaker?
The worst thing or the funniest thing? Because the worst thing is obvious.
What's?
Smut video.
Mm.
Sorry to be realistic.
No, that's what we...
No, completely seriously now. It'd be the worst thing ever would be a smut video. Why would you even ask me that? That is insane. A rape. The sound of a rape. Jesus Christ. The worst thing.
Oh, the worst thing would be I would hate to listen to any of that. What's that bloody bullshit? I'd hate to listen to some of that K-pop bullshit. It'd be a rape, Will. It'd be the sound of a rape.
So you think you'd rather listen to that than the sound of a Holocaust?
I don't know what the sound of a Holocaust would be.
Well, you're lucky.
I wouldn't rather. I just think of it. Look, let's do it again. The worst thing I think that would be, I think maybe like, I guess like, I would hate to hear like the sound of a girl from Clapham Target. I don't know. Oh, no, I'd like that. I was going to say Brooklyn Beckham videos. I would love that. I would like to hear that on. In fact, I think every single Wimbledon, when they get those big tellies out in London, in the middle of the breaks, Brooklyn Beckham does a little cooking video.
I think that would truly be the worst thing.
I think that would unite us. I think the reason why the world's gone down the pan is the last time we were a country was when the Spice Girls were around.
Yeah.
Cool Britannia, right? Bring back Cool Britannia and maybe Brooklyn Beckham as Victoria Beckham's spawn.
Nice use of the word spawn.
Is going to unite us. Oh my God, I want him to bake us into a big cake.
I don't think anyone can unite us who doesn't season their pasta water properly.
Well, he doesn't season his pasta water properly.
He puts a literal pinch of salt in
there. Oh, I saw
that
video. The thing is that in my stand-up, well, you need to come see it. Come see my stand-up. It's my Cecily Hitchcock.
I think I'm probably busy, actually.
It's all about the like recipes and modern recipes.
Is it?
My show's about that.
That's sick.
About old recipes. And it's basically about, it's about my family. But in it, I say, you wouldn't, in an old recipe book, hear the words loosen with pasta water. You'd never hear that. You'd never hear pasta water.
No.
In an old thing.
Wow.
Worst sound in a park. What does everyone else say?
You still don't
know. Oh my God, it would be a dog having its legs broken. By the men that come and mow the lawn and the park.
Why would they be having that on a speaker?
Oh, it's on the speaker, just not in the park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So, right, usually what happens with the show, we do like a little intro, funny little joke, and that's debatable for sure. We say something that's related to phones, and then we ask a sort of follow-up. There's like a bit of fun.
To explain the show.
And then the guest that replies, and then we move on. No one before has struggled this much.
I just like to think quite deeply about questions. Okay, let's
shall
move
I ask
on.
You? No. Shall we try it one more time?
Yeah.
There's a guy, annoying guy in the park, playing someone on a speaker. And you go, oh, that's a bit annoying. What's he playing?
The sound of foxes having sex.
Again, that's something you could just hear in a park.
Oh.
Which would be annoying, to be fair, if he was playing it on a speaker. What would be the most annoying thing to hear someone play on a portable speaker in a park?
The King's Speech.
The film or an actual King's Speech?
I would quite like the film. I think I'd end up following it. The actual speech.
Okay. I'm gonna ask you some questions really quick. You're just gonna answer them. Just clear your mind.
You see my fucking background on my phone, let alone my mind.
Okay, here we go. You're sitting down for a picnic. What colour is the rug?
Pink.
Is it in a basket or is it in a hamper?
It's neither. It's in a plastic bag.
What's the picky bits? Favourite things?
Artichokes.
What's annoying that's playing on the speaker?
The sound of silence.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, we will move on now.
Hugh, what would be the most annoying thing?
You can't ask the producer. He doesn't have a microphone.
Will, what would be the most annoying thing that you'd...
Farting on the train.
Farting on the train
in the
park.
That's annoying. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm in the park.
How do you know they're on the train?
Yeah. What are you going to hear?
You can hear the sound of a train. Oh, steam train.
Yeah.
What if the steam train's powered by the steam of the fart? That's going to be in the future.
I don't think that's going to be in the future. I don't think farts are steam. I've said that.
What are farts?
I think they are gas, for sure, but not vapor.
Oh, steam is vapor.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot. Hang on, you could have a vaporous fart.
If you're in a sauna, a steam room. God, farting in a steam room would be bad, wouldn't it?
I think I have farted in a steam room.
Oh, any more details about that anecdote? Should we move
Actually,
on?
Yeah, so basically I've joined this new gym. That's why I've got my nice watch. And there's always these men's that are in the steam room. They really ruin the gym experience for me because I like to go in the swimming pool, can barely swim. I like to go in the swimming pool. And then I like to go in the steam room and then the sauna room back and forth. And I like to get back in the swimming pool. Then I go in the steam room. There's like hordes of men. So like none of the girls go into the steam room.
Nope.
I fucking do. I'm going in there. And let me tell you something. I go in there full bush. And when I say full bush, Will, I mean round the sides. Full bush, round the sides, legs open, round the sides. Right?
Full bush, round the sides, legs open, round the sides.
Round the sides, legs open, round the sides of the sauna and steam room, full bush. Bushes around the sides. They leave.
Do they?
They get out of there. They say, this is a powerful woman.
I can't deal with that.
They say, that is fucking crazy girl. Yeah. They say, girl, that is crazy girl. They say, put that away.
Bloody hell, I'm gonna go get some clippers for you.
They say, that's enough for me. And then I say, well, why all in the steam room together? Gay!
No, we're just hanging out, actually.
So that is my anecdote about the steam room. Feminism!
Brought to you by FUBAR Radio.
Brought you round by hair around the sides.
So you're going to pick up some vintage jelly molds, right?
Yeah.
So do you spend a lot of time on like Facebook Marketplace?
Yes,
and stuff
I love
like
Facebook
that?
Marketplace.
Can I look at your Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, you can look at my Facebook Marketplace.
Incredible. Okay.
Yep, so this is something that I bought recently on Facebook Marketplace.
You bought it?
I did, yeah. That's why it says sold.
Do you want to tell the people what you bought?
It's a troll inhabiting and inhibiting the corpse of the Teletubby, and it's Poe. Says it right there. For 30 quid, it was a deal. And it's a troll forced inside of a Teletubby.
This is Sid off of Toy Story.
No, this is art. This is artwork.
Is it artwork?
This is like Tate level artwork, I would say.
Yeah, it's Andrew Tate level artwork for sure. This is a troll inhabiting and inhibiting the corpse of a Teletubby. Brackets, Poe. Brackets.
Well, it's just clarifying which Teletubby, because the thing is, though, when you call the best thing about Facebook Marketplace is you can see the product, whereas rather than other things, you call up a shop and you say, hey, do you have any troll inhabiting and inhibiting the corpse of Teletubby? And they say, yeah, we've got one. I say, which one is it? And they say, well, we've got Tinky Winky. And I say, do you not have Poe? I've already got a Tinky Winky. And they say, we've only got a Tinky Winky. So with this, you can actually see which Teletubby it is.
It's amazing that that's the detail that you've decided to explain rather than why you've bought this monstrosity.
Well, I think there was a corner of my kitchen that was just missing something.
I'd say undeniably there was a corner of your kitchen, yeah.
Could have a circular kitchen.
You don't strike me as a circular kitchen kind of person.
Who would be a circular kitchen kind of person?
Captain Birdseye?
Captain Birdseye would have a circular kitchen. Also, I think any Roman, like maybe in like the Colosseum, the kitchen would also be circular.
Potentially. Do you think they had a kitchen in the Colosseum?
They probably did. They must have done because it's like a big stadium.
Yeah. Gotta go and get your big cups of wine.
Did you know it used to be... A place where vagrants would live after it became a Colosseum.
After
and
it stopped being a
fun
Colosseum.
Fun fact for you, did you know that the Cathedral of Pisa was built from the stone of the Colosseum?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, fun fact for you guys.
Have you got any more fun facts?
About what? About Poe?
Yeah, about Teletubbies.
Oh, this is a good one. I didn't get this one. Still on sale.
Sorry, yeah, you're really distracting me with your fun facts. Pickled Teletubby, who's also Inside Out, brackets Poe.
That's also Poe, just to clarify. Yeah,
we know.
And it says, this is truly a work of art, and I'd be shaken to the core if there's already another one in existence. It's exactly what it looks like in the picture. The jar was full of pickled eggs at one point, but they've been eaten. So place an Inside Out Teletubby, Poe, inside, then added more vinegar. Any questions, don't hesitate to ask. Nice that they said don't hesitate to ask any questions, because you might have one.
I tried to find this guy. Nicholas Moss, I think his name is. Yep. Can't find him anywhere.
Oh.
I tried to ask him questions.
Well, what's an anagram of Nicholas Moss?
Sick. Sal?
Cecily Hitchcock. It's me. I've been making
Nicholas
them.
Nicholas Moss. I don't think you got enough C's.
Nicholas Moss. Cecily.
There's no Y.
Seriously, it's
okay. Right, you're telling
that,
to be free.
An eye in it.
Let me
an
tell
eye
you, you can't do fucking anagrams.
I've played bananagrams.
Great.
I was really embarrassing. I played it with my ex-boyfriend in front of his whole family, and I didn't understand how to play it. And at one point, he went, "God, why don't you understand this?" And I went, "I'm in last night's clothing and in last night's makeup, and you're making me play bananagrams with your whole family." We never spoke again.
Sorry, I really need to know more about these Teletubbies.
No,
why are you... So you're implying that you're selling them and you can't do anagrams?
I think that's what's been implied. I don't know if I'm necessarily implying it, but I think it's been implied.
Why do you want inside-out Teletubbies?
What if you wanted to see what they look like on the inside?
Okay.
What if you were a doctor, huh? And there's a Teletubby on a plane and someone says, this Teletubby's really, really sick. They've swallowed a coin and we need a doctor. And you're the doctor that knows what an inside-out Teletubby looks like, so you could do surgery on it. What then, Will?
Do you think that, like at medical school, they turn cadavers inside out so people can learn how to fix them from being really sick, like you suggested, having swallowed a coin?
Well, the thing is, though, is I'm surprised. Well, they might do. They might turn someone inside out, hoover up what's on the... You know when you turn some tights inside out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hoover up what's causing an issue and put them back together again. Also, who said that maybe we're inside out now, Will? Maybe the inside is what men should come out. They always say it's what's on the inside that counts, and that's what the inside of Teletubby looks like.
Yeah. Whether we're inside out or not, and whether this is the rightful thing or our organs should all be out flopping around the shop. If that was the case, that's normal.
I don't know if you'd flop. I don't know if they'd be flopping.
I'd be flopping.
I think it'd be soggy, but quite stiff.
Stiff?
I think an organs.
Nah, flopping all over the shop.
Do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
All over the shopping.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ, can you imagine that advert for Tesco? Turn inside out again. Just that's Will Seabag Montague.
My club card gets me lots of flopping, slopping deals.
Bloody hell, I wish I'd been turned inside out. My keys are on the inside.
So you're just going to do a whole bit and pretend that you're not going to tell us about the Teletubbies. What the fuck are you doing Googling this creepy shit? This is a Teletubby, brackets Lala, inside that famous yellow bird from Sesame Street. Why does he know Lala and not Big Bird?
Do you like this one? Gather around, people, and feast your eyes on the latest installment of my hideous Teletubby creations. This one is what it is. I think it's pretty cool. Do yourself a favour and do buy before someone beats you to it. Merry Christmas.
This is insane. 30 quid. Did you buy? Why are you looking at this stuff on your
phone?
Well,
what I think is quite interesting is you've not paid attention to the background. For there is a Postman Pat, Lala, singing in the background. Oh, yeah.
Is it like performance art?
No. This is just something to like... You know when you like, you know when you're on, you keep going to your phone. You know this is why I bought Brick, Will, because you pick up your phone, you stop doing your Teletubbies, and you never get anything done. That's why you have to charge so much to them because they take me so long to make.
So you're making them.
Yeah.
So what else is in this picture?
So they're on a DJ deck right now. So my girlfriend is a DJ, and so she's called IVF, and so yeah, Lala's currently sat on top of the deck. We were actually playing a Sophie song at that time as tribute. And then we've got lots of plants.
So you're claiming that you are doing this?
I think that it's reasonable to think that someone like me might do that.
Can I go on your Facebook?
Yeah. Oh my God, my Facebook's so great. I actually can't delete Facebook because it's my favorite app. So I'm on, if you look at like my screen time, I'm on Facebook all the time. I love to see what everyone's doing from school on Facebook. Having babies, having their boyfriends leave them. They all bullied me at school, so it's not funny now, is it, Natalie?
Okay, I'm just looking at your listings.
Oh yeah,
zero. You haven't done anything on Facebook Marketplace.
Well, maybe my stuff is hidden. I'm doing it under a fake name.
But then I'd be able to log into. Oh, I can switch accounts. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, no.
No. No, none of those accounts.
Imagine if I had a fake Facebook account. I did used to have one years ago in lockdown.
Oh yeah.
To annoy people on, there's this group that my hometown. I'm from this like mad town called Camborne.
Yeah.
And I'm on the Camborne Facebook group, and it's so crazy, girls. It's crazy.
Why is it crazy, girls?
It's just full of the worst people in the world. Camborne. It's calmed down quite a lot now, but there's Camborne information and there's Camborne information uncensored.
Uncensored.
Right, and that's where you can say whatever you want. Camborne information is basically like the truth social of Camborne. Yeah, I play around that a lot. And I did make a fake account at one point where I was putting loads of lies up about the children in Camborne. Because Camborne's a really mad town, right? Because basically it was built in the late 90s, like really like nearing 2000s, like this millennium village. And then what transpired is that there were so many children being born there that it had a higher birth rate than India, China and Indonesia.
Wow.
So now it's like full of children. There's like they're building a university. Like there's so many people there. So there's these children that are just like these teenagers that are running amok. It used to be called Pramborn, but now it's called Crimeborn because there's basically all these teenagers that can't like work. I'm not joking. And so yeah, I love Camborne information. I used to make stuff up about the children there.
Okay. Tell me more about making up stuff about children.
No, I don't make it myself. I don't distribute. Oh, I don't want to make any more pedo jokes, Hugh. Why did you make me make that?
Stop making her make the jokes about pedophiles, Hugh.
That's insane.
Sophie has posted in this group. Anyone recognize this lady from Hurricane Lane? No.
Sophie.
Anyone recognize this lady, please, from Hurricane Way? She was in my garden Saturday morning at 7:20 a.m. She said she was admiring one of my cars. Something just doesn't add up and seems very odd behavior.
Something just doesn't add up. This time on Midsummer Murders, Camborne information. Is this Camborne information uncensored?
Sorry, what did she do? Is one of the responses. this is the most chaotic episode ever.
Nice.
I absolutely love it.
I did it.
All I've wanted to do. Free bike marking. Right, we're gonna have to come back to Camborne.
What's a bike marking? How do you mark a bike? What is it for?
I think you can work that out. Cecily's bike, then you'll know.
Oh, yeah. I thought it meant like, you know, when you have like a Razor scooter. And it says like the brand Razor on it.
Oh yeah, so you can like you could get that off and then put a better brand on it.
I was imagining
it,
like a pit stop level. Okay, don't worry.
Cecily, that was we got no information out of that interview, and I'm
still. I think we got loads of information out about that.
So confused and disturbed by
what's so
this.
Disturbing about it?
The most disturbing bit
is it the dildo on the head?
I hadn't noticed that. I hadn't noticed that. That I don't think so, because that's canon. That's canon Lala. That's not a dildo that's been added. I genuinely think the most horrible bit is when the guy said, or you, whoever's running this account, said that they'd pickled it and they'd eaten all the pickled eggs out of it and then topped it up with some other vinegar.
Do you like pickled eggs?
I don't like the mixing of vinegars.
Oh. Wow, that's quite backward of you, isn't it? Well, I don't like to mix those vinegars.
Exactly.
You keep that what vinegar over there and that malt vinegar over there.
You bloody don't talk to me about that mirin. Keep that over there, yeah. Thank you very much.
Do you hear that about that couple? They're a mixed vinegar.
Yeah.
God knows what it's going to turn out like.
What would the mother think? That's a little joke about apple cider vinegar served with a mother. Thank you, Cecily. We're going to go to a break where all the people at home can think about the fact that the baby in the sun in Teletubbies is called Jess Smith. She's now 30 years old and has two kids. Time is a prison. See you soon.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the podcast bold enough to ask the question, when will we run out of jokes for the intro? Cecily, thoughts?
No.
So, you're from Camborne?
Camborne.
Pramborne?
Pramborne, Crimeborne.
Mark Dixon has found a card at a bus stop.
This is really good. So, this is my Google search.
Oh, okay. So, you have Googled Morrison's Camborne, 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 Morrison's Camborne. Why?
I just like to look at it sometimes. I like to be reminded of the Morrisons and Camborne. The reason why is that my parents don't live there anymore. No one I know lives in Camborne anymore, but it's like so mental to me. And the Morrisons is really crazy because the Morrisons, it's kind of like the building. Basically, when it was built, it was like the only shop there, so everybody worked there. And the building itself kind of looks like a sort of like American mega church. Like the entrance kind of looks like an American mega church, and it was basically like a big cult where everyone was working there. And it was just a crazy place, Morrison's Camborne. Yeah, but you need to see the pointy bit. Where's the pointy bit?
So we're looking at pictures of it.
Oh, and someone got married in there. Someone got married in Morrison's Camborne. Type in some. Do you see what I mean? This like, now imagine it's like the year 2002.
Yeah.
And you're a child and you're like, why does this Morrisons look like this? Right?
Is that what you sounded like? Is that the Camborne accent?
Yeah.
Oh, we're from Camborne.
It's like, why does it look like this? What's that? But yeah, there was a couple that got married in Morrison's Camborne in the aisle. I can't remember what aisle it was though.
Well, you have to use an aisle for marriage.
It? Well, they went down the milk aisle, probably.
No, do you reckon?
They did later.
Is that what you call sex, going down the milk aisle?
No, I would just say that if someone cummed on you, you'd have gone down the milk aisle.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
I went down the milk aisle and I picked up some cream.
There you go.
And some sour cream. Yeah. Sour cream, probably more likely.
Clean up on aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three, there's some sour cream on a big lady.
Clean up on aisle three. Someone's come in the cream.
They probably have.
More like Cumborn.
Cumborn. Oh my God, wait.
Can't believe you didn't do that.
I should talk about Cumborn. Oh my God, but do you know why it's called Camborne? Is it the town next to it is called Bourne, and that's where IVF babies were invented. And it just happens to be called Bourne. What?
Nominative determinism.
What the hell, guys?
What the hell? Nice to hear the proper Camborne accent. There's lots of bad reviews of it.
Of Morrison's Camborne?
Yeah.
Oh my God, can we see some?
I remember since they opened in Camborne, quality is down on 10 times.
Wait, sorry, can I see?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, you take the little laptop there. You're in charge of the show now. You can go through my laptop. That's fun.
Okay, right.
I've got your phone, you got my laptop. The Dow Jones is down. That's what we've learned here.
Oh, it says here, 1 star, 3 weeks ago. I remember since they opened in Camborne, quality is down 10 times. On vegetables, on fresh fish, meat section after school time is closed. The meat section after school time is closed.
That's the one time you want meat, after school time.
After school time, what? I don't want my meat pre-school time, but what about after school time meat? What about that, huh? I don't want to talk about tills to pay by cash. I don't want to talk about it. Looks like they're avoiding people with cash. So why they keep a staff on the belt if they can't take cash? I'm happy to rate this minus 5 stars. Great review. Went to do our weekly shop last night. The store was so cold, we ended up getting the bare essentials and leaving due to the store temperature. It was the same last year, but they'd promised to repair the heating. The last time we will go here until the spring. Tesco's and Sainsbury's will be seeing our hard-earned money till then. Also, I love the idea that they won't go to the Morrisons until the spring. It makes it sound so much like... these are amazing. Thank you for pointing these out to me, by the way. This is crazy. One more.
One more.
Sorry, guys, I'm keeping you.
You're keeping us. We're keeping you from your jelly pots.
Oh, yeah, my jelly.
It's 6:31 now, and we've still got 10 minutes to do.
Has Lavio messaged?
That's mental.
Did he just message?
He just messaged. Let me know when you are here.
Can you text back and say, hi, Lavio.
Hi. I think it's Livio, actually.
Livio.
Hi, Livio.
It's Livio Star, not Lavio. Can you say, Cecily? No, I'm Cecily. Say, I'm just in the middle of a meeting.
Do you think this is a meeting?
Yes.
In the middle of a meeting.
But I will be right with you. Sorry for the delay. Maybe another 10 minutes.
Sorry for the delay. Maybe another... I'm going to put 15 minutes, so you got a little window.
Sorry, guys. I'm actually quite a chaotic podcast guest. Editing this, I can imagine, will be... probably quite fun, but I can imagine it will be like, where is the coherence there, you know?
I think every single bit will be able to be cut out, especially when you nibble the cable.
The nibbling of the cable is good. Do you like the nibbling of the cable, Hugh?
Double thumbs up from Hugh. You're checking up on Cambourne, Morrison's Cambourne. Why have you looked at it so many times?
I keep forgetting what it looks like, keep being like...
just want to know.
You know when you have like babies have like object impermanence, like when it's gone, they don't know if it's there. I have that with Cambourne. I'm like, is it still there? I have to check.
I think it is still there. I'm just having a look at your screen time, and you spent 9 minutes last week on the CambourneCrier.org.
Oh, yeah, I was on the Cambourne Crier for a while. Cambourne Crier is the newspaper from Cambourne.
Mm.
And I recently just had a trip down memory lane, just had to see what people are up to. There's little robots that live in Cambourne now that deliver people's food.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, honestly, I can't tell you enough how mad Cambourne is.
You can, please, tell me.
There's little robots that deliver people's food.
Mad.
And they like roam around, but people steal them, little robots, and they say things like, please get out of the way. They say things like, please can I get up. Is this the Cambourne Crier? Type in Cambourne robots and you'll see them.
Wow, mad.
Isn't that insane?
Went from Pramborn to there's probably a joke in like Ramborn, like Ram.
Ah, like, that's good.
Random access memory, you know?
Ramborn. People in Cambourne have told us how much they love Starship's robot delivery service, and now we're making it even more environmentally friendly by rolling out...
Very good at reading.
Thanks.
Last week, how long do you think you spent on your phone on average?
I actually know, it's really bad.
My pocket, whilst you do it. You
buy me a drink first, Will.
You're literally drinking a bottle of water, boy. Not true, she brought it herself. Just a little lie there for a joke.
Also, I went to the Nisa, to the Tesco. Says everything about me. This is insane. I actually can't believe it. Do you know what? No wonder you're related to these Seabeck Montefiores. Do you know why? Because I see a bag and I want to throw up on you.
Yeah. You want to throw up on my Tory? Matori.
Also, doesn't... Yeah, I want to throw up on your Tory. Throwing up on your Tory sounds like... imagine if you called your... someone could call their cock their Tory. Anyway!
So... yeah, okay.
I've
so,
never had any media training.
Do you know what, Cecily? Neither have I.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Zip it up.
Right.
What do you think is... have you enjoyed going through your phone? What do you think your phone says about you?
I loved it when someone went through my phone. It made me feel like I was in trouble. And
why do you say someone? Not, it was me.
I liked it when you went through my phone. I don't want to say I liked it when you went through my phone. Creepier. When it made me feel like I was in trouble. Creepier. I like the feeling of having, I like the shame. I love the shame.
Mm.
I liked it when you shamed me for my phone.
Did I shame you?
I felt quite shamed, Will.
Did you?
I once ran a celebrity nursery because I lied on my CV and I ran it into the ground nearly.
Why? What the? We spent so long not talking about Teletubbies and now you tell me that and we've got to finish.
Sorry. Next time. Next time.
Fuck! Cecily, who should we get on
Mick
the podcast?
Mick Jagger said I was pretty. Carry on.
Mick Jagger said you were pretty?
Mick Jagger said I was pretty. And I said, and I went, careful, Mick. Careful, Mick.
Anything else happened at the nursery?
Yeah. I almost threw up in front of Janet Jackson.
Well, that's what we got time for. Cecily, if we had to have a guest on that you gave us a guest, tell us who our guest should be next.
Can it be more than one person?
Yeah, it can be as many people as you want. Okay. List a load of people
as
you want.
As many
on.
People as I want?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, as many as I want. Okay, so Rory Cargill.
Okay.
Jennifer Nolan.
Great.
Otherwise known as Jen Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hall would be hilarious.
Great.
And then you have to have... Do they have to be a comedian?
No, anyone.
Anyone?
Anyone.
Anyone on this podcast?
I mean, you're here.
Whose phone would I want to go through?
Yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Get her on. See if we can. Cecily, thank you so much for coming on the show. Have you had a nice time?
No.
What
I had
mean?
A great time. I had such a nice time. And do you know what's been so nice?
What?
Is I'm sat here, looking in this camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being at the airport. And the guy who works at the airport, sitting over here, and what's really being really nice is that I've had this attention where I look at this.
Have you actually touched that lens? That's
and then I've been looking at Will, and I've been looking over at Hugh. Been really nice. Triple penetration.
What? What are you talking about?
I didn't mean to end it on that.
No, it was weird enough that you were describing being here just about where you were looking.
I'm being shamed again.
And then you said triple penetration.
Yeah, well, no, you're shaming me again. You want to go through my phone?
I've already done it.
Yeah, not enough.
Unfortunately, Cecily, that's all we have time for. Thank you so much for being here. And for you listeners, make sure you go to @CessHitch on Instagram and @CecilyHitchcock on TikTok. Or Cecily TikTok, as I call it.
Cecily TikTok. Oh my God, that should be my TikTok name.
Really should have been. You hoofed that one over the bar. As always, thank you for listening to Privacy Settings. If you want more from the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on TikTok and Instagram, all at Privacy Settings FUBAR. Thanks for being here, and we'll chat to you next week. See you in Cranbourne.
Bye.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Will here. This is a secret little recording just for you to say thanks so much for listening to the show. And thank you. We just reached 1,000 followers on Instagram. Hooray! Crack the champagne and grab some cockles and mussels. That's what you do to celebrate, right? Especially... My producer Hugh just looked at me because that's a stupid thing to say. A big thanks to Shane Daniel Byrne, who was our 1,000th follower, which means, Shane, you now have to come on the show. Immediately. It's a legal requirement. We didn't say that in the thing, but now you have to come on the show. Love you. Goodbye.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.